The fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, holds several distinctions. First, as Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, it is the first commandment with a promise. When you consider the Ten Commandments, it is the only one with a promise. The second and third commandments each contain a threat, but the only commandment of the ten that has a promise is honor your father and your mother. Now, the promise that it contains is a promise of God's blessing. It says in Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3, where Paul quotes the fifth commandment, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. Now, that in the Old Testament is code language for God being with you as your God and you as his child, and therefore God's blessing resting upon you. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul makes a subtle change in the commandment when he quotes it. Instead of saying that it may be well with you and you may live long upon the land, that is the land of Canaan, Paul says that it may be well with you and you may live long upon the earth. That's because in the Old Testament typology, the land of Canaan was a type or a picture of the whole earth in the New Testament. For what Christ promised Christ, for what God promised to Christ and to his people, was all the nations and the ends of the earth. Now, this is the same thing that Jesus is talking about in the Great Commissions when he says, make the nations, not just people scattered around, but the nations as my disciples, and lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. So honoring your parents, as God commands, is the portal, it's the gateway to God's blessing upon you, and specifically in taking of dominion, bringing the whole world under the rule of Christ and under his salvation. Now, the second distinction of the fifth commandment is that it is the pivot point in the Decalogue. It is the pivot point in the Ten Commandments. The early commandments pertain to our duty to God, having no other gods before him, not taking his name in vain, using no graven image, and the worship of God. And then the last commandments deal with our duty toward other people. But the pivot point between the two is honoring our parents. So God is giving us a couple of different signals that honoring our parents is unique as a duty. And it is a pivotal duty. First of all, parental authority is the first human authority we experience as God's children. And it is fundamental because God uses our parents to bring us into the world to start with. So our duty of respect and honor and obedience to our parents is the passageway to all proper human authority. That's why you don't have separate commandments for honoring proper church authority, for example, or proper civil authority. They are projected through the command to honor our first God-appointed human authority, and that is our parents. Subsumed within that duty is the duty of honoring all proper God-appointed authority. Now, our basic duty toward our parents is that of honor. And what does it mean to honor? Well, the first thing it means, and particularly when we are little and we're growing up in their homes, it means to obey. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then Paul quotes the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, for this is the first command with a promise. The second thing it means is to follow and to imitate. Paul captures this idea in Ephesians chapter 5, where he tells the Christians there, be imitators of God as dear children. In other words, that's the fundamental nature of being a child, to imitate the parent. What does it mean for us to be the image of God? It means we're the children of God. It means that we imitate God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul explains to the Corinthians that while they have a lot of different teachers in Christ, they only have one Father in Christ, because in the providence of God, Paul is the one who begat them in the gospel. That's the way he puts it. And so he tells them in 1 Corinthians 11, imitate me as I imitate Christ. That's the essence of being a parent. And it's the essence of being a child that you follow that command. So the way we learn to imitate God the Father is by imitating our parents in the Lord. And when we are parents, we teach our children to imitate God their Father by saying to them, in essence, day after day, imitate me just as I imitate Christ. The third thing that honoring parents means is to care for your parents when they are elderly and need help. They honored us by taking care of us and indeed celebrating us when we were little. Now, we get the privilege of caring for them and celebrating them when they are elderly. Now, let me close this meditation with two points to drive home the presence and the wonder of God with regard to this duty. Consider the fact that even had there been no fall, even if we lived in a perfect world unmarred by sin, God's primary means of disclosing Himself to children would still begin with parents. That's the way God did it. Second, consider the fact that this was God's way of bringing up His only begotten Son, His sinless Son, Jesus. God did not do it directly. God entrusted His only begotten Son to godly, yet imperfect, parents. This was God's path of blessing for His only begotten Son. It is not some inferior way. It is God's own way. Let us remember that with regard to our own children and with regard to our own parents through whom God first blessed us.